Several petitions yesterday were filed at the Supreme Court concerning detainees at the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. About 650 men captured in Afghanistan are being held there incommunicado and without charges. The petitions are in support of a suit the Supreme Court has agreed to hear later this year. Most of the legal briefs were filed by church, legal, and civil rights groups. But one was filed by military lawyers assigned to defend the detainees. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The five lawyers who filed the amicus, or friend of the court, brief make it clear they are not challenging President Bush's right to detain enemy combatants, such as those captured on the battlefields of Afghanistan. What the brief does address is whether Guantanamo detainees, if convicted in a military tribunal, have the right to appeal in a civilian court. The Bush administration says they do not. Major Mark Bridges, one of the detainees' military defense lawyers, says that's unconstitutional.
Under international law, people who are tried under the law of war should be able to get review by an independent judiciary. And we feel that the system that's been set up, the review panel under the military commission process, is not independent. It's controlled by the military, and it's within the Department of Defense.
In their brief, the military defense lawyers say the war on terrorism is potentially never-ending. They question whether President Bush has the right to unilaterally establish the military commissions, as well as decide who will be tried and under what charges. Those are issues a civilian court needs to review, says Navy Lieutenant Commander Charles Smith, one of the lawyers who filed the brief.
It is historical for a president to try to exert as much power as possible during wartime, but it's also been important for the courts to continue to review that and to prevent the president from taking on the power of a king. Our government is a system of checks and balances.
President Bush authorized military commissions just 2 months after the September 11th terrorist attacks. At the time, he gave assurances that the trials would be fair. It's still not clear when the tribunals will get underway. While hundreds of detainees are being held at the remote naval base, lawyers have been appointed for only two people. All this has sparked concern that the detainees are not receiving due process. Major Michael Shavers, a Department of Defense spokesman, says the petition shows that the prisoners will be given a fair trial.
We certainly hope that people who see this filing will view it as proof that the military commissions process is going to be full and fair, and that defense counsel who are working with these individuals are going to be allowed to advocate zealously in their defense.
The defense lawyers had to receive permission from the Pentagon's General Counsel's office to file the brief before the Supreme Court. Gary Solis is an adjunct professor of law at Georgetown University and a former military lawyer and judge. Solis says it's not often military lawyers will challenge government and military policy.
This is an extremely unusual tack. To challenge a military decision outside the military itself. In other words, to go to the federal courts, the civilian courts.
And the brief filed by the military defense lawyers could be a preview of the arguments they will make when the tribunals begin. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.